In a decision released this morning, the U.S. Supreme Court issued a partial victory to Alaska moose hunter John Sturgeon in his case against the National Park Service. The High Court voted 8-0 to reject a Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals decision against Sturgeon. The case, heard by the High Court in January, challenged a Park Service hovercraft ban applied on the Nation River within the Yukon-Charley River's National Preserve. Sturgeon was pleased with the Supreme Court's ruling.
What they basically said is that the Park Service's interpretation of 103C and ANILCA was not correct, they need to go back to the drawing board and redo it.
The section of the Alaska National Interest Lands Conservation Act that Sturgeon's case hinges on says non-federal property, like Alaska rivers, are not subject to rules meant solely for surrounding parks. Sturgeon says the High Court's decision backs ANILCA's protection of activities like boating and hunting.
The Park Service and the federal government can't treat the parks, preserves, and refuges in Alaska like they do down south. That Alaska, because of ANILCA, was meant to be different.
Numerous conservation groups back the Park Service's ability to regulate activities like hovercraft use in Alaska parks. Katie Strong is with Trustees for Alaska, which represented 13 conservation organizations in the Sturgeon case. Strong describes the Supreme Court ruling as incredibly limited.
All that the Supreme Court said was that the Ninth Circuit's reasoning was not valid. And then the Supreme Court made no legal rulings on the rest of the legal basis for deciding whether the Park Service can regulate rivers within parks.
Strong notes that ANILCA can also be used to justify regulation of Alaska rivers.
The Ninth Circuit will have to look at ANILCA as a whole and say, well, would it make sense for Congress to protect these national parks, to protect these rivers, and in the same statute take away the Park Service's authority to do so?
Strong lists numerous other federal laws that could come into play in the case, including federal reserved water rights, the Submerged Lands Act, and the Equal Footing Doctrine. Both Strong and Sturgeon expect that it will be at least a year before the Ninth Circuit rules again on the issue.